Okay, good vach, let's get going in Yoni Purim. So first, a famous shayla like this. Let's say you have a city that's a safek whether it was Muchafos Chama from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So that's a Mefersha Gemara. Ravasi, also Chizkia, that Ravasi was in a place that he was Mesipika, that was Muchaf Chama Yeshua ben Nun. He read Megillah both on the 14th and the 15th of Adar. So Machlokas we shown him though, did he do that Me'ikar Adin or not? The Rambam Paskins seems like it's Me'ikar Adin, because the Rambam Paskins in Parak Aleph of Hilchos Megillah, if a person is in a city where they're Mesupik, whether it's Mukav Chomer from the days of Yobanun, he has to read on both the 14th and the 15th, and he only makes a brach on the 14th. Because the Ran, however, quotes, and this is the opinion of the Gaonim, that Me'ikar Adin, Ravasi is really doing a Midas Chasidus to read the Megillah both on the 14th and 15th, but Me'ikar Adin you'd only have to read on the 14th, and he gives two reasons. I'll tell you, reason number one, he says, is because we follow the Rov, and most cities were not Mukav Chom days of Yeshua ben Nun, so you're strictly following the Rov, you should go by Yedalad. And reason number two, says the Ran, is because, and I'll read this inside, a few tomer shu safek shakli, even if it says an equal safek, havalei safek shal devreim ulekula. Savid Rabban Lakula. Benimsa Potro Bishnehu Batamenu Bevade Mikra Megillah. Laficha Kore Berisho Nupatr Bishini. So says the Ran. If Savid Rabban Lakula, Megillah is a mitzvah de Rabban. Say if you don't do Megillah. So if you're a Mesupik, whether to do it, you shouldn't do it. The problem is, if you're not going to do it both on the 14th and the 15th, you're going to be Mevatel Megillah completely. So this is the sheet of the Ran. And the sheet of the Gonim is do it on the 14th and then you're good. Ask the Mishnah Melech. A very famous question. You remember the Ran in Arvei Pesachim. What does the Ran say in Arvei Pesachim? What does the Gemara say in Arvei Pesachim? The Gemara says, we're Mesupik, whether you're supposed to have a Seva Davka for the first two cups, for the last two cups. So the Gemara says, since we're Mesupik, we do a Seva by all four. So says the Ran, why do we do a Seva by all four? What happens to Savai Darabon on the Kula? So one of the answers of the Ran is, well, because if you won't do the Seva, not by the first or not by the last two, it would be ma'aker. You won't do the mitzvah at all. It would be ma'aker the tekana entirely. Therefore, you do a Seva by all four. So, ask the Mishnah Melech and Hilchos Megillah by us a question. Isn't this a steer in the Ran? In other words, again, by Dalet Kos, so he says, if Savek Darabon on the Kula can't apply, because then you're going to be oker the mitzvah. So what does the Ran say? Do all four, because my chaz, how are you going to choose to the first or the last two? And here the Ran says, if you have a Savek Darabon equal, you're not sure which one to do, do Dafka the first day, and then the second day. So let's speak out that Stadev, what's the tzad, what's the defense of the Ran by us? Because l'chora, the Ran and Pesachim makes sense. If you don't know at all what to do, how can you possibly choose to do both? But the answer to that's pretty straightforward, right? What's Pshat on the Ran by us by Megillah? Why is it, and this is noteworthy maybe to speak out, why is it that if I'll be ochre it completely, I have to do it? Why doesn't the rule of Savek Darabon Lekula apply? Sof. Savek Darabon Lekula. So you're not mechayiv, you're not mechayiv. What do you want to do? What's the answer?
You are mechayiv.
What?
You are mechayiv.
No, but you're mechayiv, do the mitzvah if it's a vaday. But when you come to Yedalit, alright, you're safek. If you'll ask the rabbi what to do, he'll say, you're not mechayiv, you're safek. If you come and test Vav, you'll ask rabbi, you say, you're safek, don't do it. The chasim sofer is a truth we discuss is, someone is mesupik whether his father's yahrzeit was on the 4th of the month or the 5th of the month. And he wants to know whether he can, you know, what he should fast both days, fast one day, say Kaddish both days, say whatever it is. But like, you know, so the explanation is, though, the Achronim explain, because let's say you won't lay in Megillah not on the 14th and on the 15th. Nimtza, were you safek or you were vaday over? You vaday didn't lay in Megillah. And your vaday mechayev lay Megillah, right? So that's what the Ran means when he says, and again, I'm just reading the Lashon from in here because it's easier. How it's batal mimenu bevaday mikra Megillah. You'll be mevatal mikra Megillah entirely, and that's not yitachin to be mevatal mikra Megillah completely. Therefore, you have to lay in once. So lay in Yudalit. Oh, so now you lay in Yudalit, and then you come to Tesvav. Are you guaranteed to have violated the mitzvah of mikra Megillah? No, right? because maybe you're yotzei and yedalin. For example, what's an example of sabik darban lekula? I'm a supik whether I shook lulav and whatever it is, one of the days of Sukkos. So strictly, let's say the seventh day of Sukkos. So begvulin or chutzlarts and whatever. Not the base of Mikdash, only the first day is there, Isa. So now you're shake. You're misupik whether you shook lulav. Are you mechayit to shake it again? Strictly speaking, you're not. Again, you'd be silly not to. But they're an afkaminas for mukta being a shmashos, whatever it is, going into the eighth day of Yom Tov. So you're not mechayit. Why? Because maybe you did do it. So you're not mechayit. But here, if you won't lean on yedala, you won't lean on tesvav. Your vada is not going to be yotzei megillah. That's why you have to do it. Okay, but hold on. So I understand why you didn't lay in your dalid. Then by the time you get to Tezvav, it's not a Vada anymore because maybe you already Yotze. So you're done. So, okay, so that the Ran by us makes sense. So now the Ran Arvei Psachim doesn't make sense. The Ran says, if you'll lean, you won't lean at all, Sabek Darabon on the Kula, you're not going to be Yotze as Abbas. So I have perfect. Lean by the first two. And then it's not a Vada you're going to violate as Abbas. So then by the second two, you shouldn't be Mechayiv to lean. So that's an explanation, basically, of what's the Mishnah Melech's Kasha. So I'll tell you the Mishnah Melech's Teretz, and then I'll tell you the Mekbrach's Teretz. Good. Mishnah Melech answers, well, there's a very big difference. Because who's the Safek for in Arvei Psachim? The Safek's for Gantz Klal Yisrael, right? If it's a Machlokas, it's a Safek in the Gemara, whether to lean for the first two or for the last two cups, if we'll tell everyone in Klal Yisrael, Savik Darban on the Kula, so you only have to lean with the first two cups, let's say the real Takana was to lean by the last two cups. Okay, because the Safik is, what was the Takana Darban of doing Derech Eris? So if you'll tell everyone just lean by the first two cups, it could be that La'olam Vayed, for everyone, all of eternity, no one will ever do this Din Darabanan. So the Akira of the Din Darabanan in Psachim, the stakes are much, much higher. Because you're going to be Oker the Takana Darabanan completely. Masha Enkin by Kriyas and Megillah, everyone who lives in a place that wasn't Mukav Chom Alein's in Yedalet, and everyone who lives in a place that wasn't Mukav Chom Alein's in Tezvav, and that's all fine and dandy. You have this one place, I don't know, let's say some place in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know, Tveria, I mean, I think, right, Tveria might be a place that's Safek, whatever it is, in the Gemara it says Safek. So you're in Tveria. So if in Tveria they'll never lane, or they'll lane just in Yedalet, let's say it turns out Tveria was really Mukav Choma. Let's use Tveria. Let's say it turns out Tveria was really Mukav Choma from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. And the Psak in Tveria is just leaning a dollar, according to the Ran. Okay, so the people of Tveria, turns out they were not Yotze, but they followed their guidance. They did Sabek Darabana Lekula. But at least Kol Klal Yisrael still has the Takana Darabana Megillah. If you're going to be Oker, the Takana Darabana Dalet Kosos for the entire Klal Yisrael, that can't be. And that's why the Ran says you can't choose just the first, you have to choose all four. That's what the Mishnah Melech answers. Now, I'll tell you what the Emek Bracha answers. And then I just want to make an observation, what everyone's assuming here, which is also not a Dover Pashrin. Emek Bracha says, it could be that Haseba is different than Megillah. What's the Takana Derabanan of Haseba? Is there a mitzvah to lean? Or is there a mitzvah to lean when you drink the kos? There's a mitzvah to lean when you drink the kos. Right? It's not like there's... You have this like abstract mitzvah. Okay, in the Rambam, it's interesting because the Rambam does have this derech eris. It sounds like someone would be medayik. The Rav is medayik lechet chila is needed to the lean for the whole, you know, meal perhaps, whatever it is. But the ikra din, the din haseba, is a din when you drink the kos you lean. So let's say you're mesupuk when you're supposed to lean for the first two cups, the last two cups. Did the leaning for the first two cups help you? If you're really mechayiv in the last two cups? No. So if you would look in the aggregate, you'll look at the end of the day and you'll say, well, did I do anything? No, it could be I talk, I didn't do anything. And therefore, says Emek Bracha, that's why there, if you have a Savek Derabanan, you can't just choose one over the other. Because you're talking about... You know, each chiyuv is a safek chiyuv. So, when the Ran says you have to lean by all four because you're going to be okra lagamre, it's not because you're going to be okra haseba lagamre. If we're just haseba, enough to lean the first two. But it's because you're going to be okra potentially haseba of the first two or haseba of the last two lagamre. And that you can't do. Because those are separate chiyuvim. And one of them exists, one of them doesn't exist. But we'll be okra lagamre, whichever one exists. If you, again, you, let's say the second one. So that you can't do. But come to Kriyas HaMegillah, there's one mitzvah to lane Megillah. If there's one mitzvah lane Megillah, like the Mishnah has in the beginning of Megillah, some people lane Yidal, if Yidbeis, Gimel Yidal, Tezvav. So you have one mitzvah to lane Megillah. You have a mitzvah. The day in which you do it is not part of the definition of the chiyuv of the mitzvah. It's just when you are supposed to do it. So let's say you did it on Yidalit. You're in Tiberia. You lane on Yidalit. So you didn't bevadai, you weren't bevadai mevatel, assuming you weren't bevadai mevatel Megillah. You're misupik whether you're going to lane Megillah at the right time, which means, again, whether you're yotze, at least presumably. There are shitas in the Yerushalmi, whatever it is, that if you lane on the wrong day, it could be yotze also. The Gra thinks, actually, that that's pshad in both the Ran and the, I should tell told this, the Gra in Siman Tov Reish Peches here in Shulchan Aruch thinks that pshad in the Ran and the Rambam is that really, even if someone's from a walled city, a Ben Krach, who, it's Krach and you're always getting confused, but who lanes on Yadalid is really Yotze. That's why even the Rambam holds you only make a brach on Yadalid, because then the Mefarshim above him, the Rambam, holds you lane on both days. Why do you make a brach on both days? Why do you make a brach on either day? With Manushach, why choose the first day? The Rambam says, because Rovol makes it. So the Gra says, because you're really Yotze in Yadalid. Okay, but leaving the Gra aside for a moment, even if you don't go that far to say that you're really Yotze in Yadalid either way, but it's all one chiyuv. So if it's all one chiyuv, I can look at the aggregate and say, am I vadai not yotze? No, because I did yadalit. So when I come to tesvav, I could say, I'm coming to tesvav. I had to lay in Megillah. Is there a chance I was yotze? Yeah. So I'm not mechuyev to, if there, I'm a supik, whether I was yotze, this is very mitzvah, then I'm not mechuyev to it. As opposed to heseba, when I come to heseba third cup, I know bevadai I wasn't. I'm misupik whether there's a chiyuv. I know bevadai I wasn't yotzi. As opposed to Megillah, maybe I was yotzi in Yidal. Now says the Emek Bracha, this shtickle might not be such a oizgahaltin shtickle, because there is a Yerushalmi, and this is a great test case. Let's say you have a Ben Ir, who's akar diraso lel tezvav ubala krach. He's nischayv in both places. So I have a person who lives in Achveis, Karim B'Yavne Shalavim, whatever it is, and on Lel Tezvav, he decides he's switching yeshivas and he's going to go Ishraga in Yerushalayim. It's considered Yerushalayim. You only do Tezvav. Okay, so he's switching to Shraga on Purim night. Whatever, he drank so much on the first Purim, he got kicked out of his yeshiva, and then he went, I don't know if that happens ever, like on Purim Dafka, I'm saying, other times of the year, kind of. And then he goes to, he switches to Shraga on Lel Tezvav. So the Yerushalmi holds, and the Ran himself quotes the Yerushalmi, you're chayv in both places. So hold on 1 second. If there's a din that every year, come Purim time, you have to lay Megillah, and where you live defines when you do this one chiyuv. Vala olam, it's just one chiyuv. So that doesn't make sense. If you were already nischayev on yadalit and you lain b'makum chiyuv, so now you should be pot. You shouldn't have to do it in tezvav because you did purim tafshin pei beis, whatever it is. You lain the megillah if it's one chiyuv. Elamai the Yerushalmi holds there's a din of megillah on yadalit, and those who live in the ayaros are chayv do that, and there's din megillah tezvav, and those who live in the krachim are mechayv do that. But they're two separate chiyuvim. Again, I'm not chayv in their chiyuv, they're not chayv in my chiyuv, but it's two separate chiyuvim. Yerushalmi, that's why Lu Yitzur, you'll move your residence on Lel Tezvav, you'll be chayiv in both chiyuvim. It's not one chiyuv Megillah. If it's one chiyuv Megillah, you should never be chayiv to lay it for both days. You already did your chiyuv Megillah. Yerushalmi clearly holds it's there's a chiyuv Megillah, those who live in an ear to lay in Yadalid, and those live in a krat, and there's a separate chiyuv Megillah, those in a krat. If that's the case, it would be like Heseba says the Emek Bracha, and you'd lose this whole shtickle to explain why, again, and stam, the Ran would not make sense. Why is it that if you have a Safik Dabran Lakuli, it can't be Okar Lagamri, laying just Yadalid? But why does it help if there's a new separate chiyuv of Tezvav? Why is Yadalid any better than Tezvav? You have to lay in both. So, but says the Emek Bracha, we don't, the Rambam Shulchan Aruch don't bring this Yerushalmi. So it could be we don't hold like that. In Acharam, the Yerushalmi holds it's two separate chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv Megillah and Yadalah for the Yarim, the Ayaros. There's a din of Megillah and Tezvah for the Krachim. But we don't hold that way. We hold there's one chiyuv Megillah, and that's the pshan that the Gaonim that the Ran quotes this distinction between and to answer the Mishnah Malas Kasha, the distinction between Kriyas Megillah and Dalat Kosos. Now just that to be over, I do want to get to the chiyuv to drink, which he also has a piece about. But just to be more, all this assuming that Megillah is a chiv derabanan. It says so in the Megillah, the Merchiv, to do it, that's called Divrei Kabbalah. So that's a discussion. The Turi Eben over here in Daf Hey, and all the Mefarshim discuss, is something that's Divrei Kabbalah. Do we say Safek Derabanan Lekula? Or maybe because Divrei Kabbalah, maybe that itself should warrant saying Safek Derabanan Lechumra. That might be the reason that the Rambam holds you have to do both, that the Rambam passes the Gemara that's Mekar Din, because he holds that Safek Divrei Kabbalah is Safek Deraisa. Not necessarily true. There's another reason why Megillah might be Deraisa. The Gemara learns a Kavah Homer, they have to say Shira. It says, there's a kiyum. I don't know if there's a lot of. He has a lot of here on Megillah, which is nice to see. We're not going to see everything, and I might go a minute over tonight. Maybe it'll be mochel. But there's a chiyum of Megillah is a kiyum of halal. The Gemara has that maybe you should say halal. You should say halal. Kal v'chomer. It says mi'chaim me'avdes l'cheiros amru shira. When the Jews left Mitzrayim, they said shira. So kol shekein kal v'chomer mi'chaim mi'mavdes l'chaim. You should say shira. So there's a chiyum halal. There's a chiyuv shira. So how do we do halal on Purim? Everyone knows kriyas is zohi hilula. The Meiri says, if you don't have a kasher megillah, you're mechayev to say halal. It's based on Yerushalmi, I think. So, and he has an afkamina here, maybe even those who say that women are only chayev in shmiya, but during the daytime they're mechayev to read it because of halal, whatever it is. But so maybe you'll say that's a deraisa because the kavah homer is taka deraisa. So says the Emek Bracha, no, in a different piece. That doesn't mean that the halal is deraisa. The Gemara explains why you're not over in Baal Tosa, because there's an Indian to do it. But the shira that they said when they left Mitzrayim, that wasn't a chiyuv deraisa. If you know that halal on Yom Tov is deraisa, you could handle whether it's deraisa. But that was not necessarily deraisa. It just, you see that there's an Indian. So if there's an Indian, it's a proper takana to make, but still it could be a takana of Divrei Kabbalah. And the Kal v'chomer alone, we're not making deraisa. Divrei Kabbalah, we said already, that's a discussion in the post game. If something's Divrei Kabbalah, if it's Divrei Kabbalah, if it's from Nach, it's from the Navi, does it have a tokef of, let's say, Savi deraisa l'chomer or not? Regarding the Seuda, it says in the Megillah, Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. And as we know, the Rambam, the Gemara says, Adel Yadav Ben Arhalim Baruch Mordechai, and the Rambam writes, what's the Seuda? Sheyocha Basar V'Yitakein Tzudana V'Sho Seyayin. V'Yishtaker V'Yiradim B'Shechruso. He should get drunk, and it sounds like pass out from a drunken stupor. That's what if you read the Rambam, that's the Pasha Pshat, not like the way the Rambam quotes it, but Prima Gadim says not to drink so much, so you have to ask your posse. Fine. So what is this inyan? Where does this chiyuv of ad lo yada bin arhal bach mordechai come? Where did Chazal see it in the Megillah? Right, we're learning from the pesukim here. So there's a chiyuv simcha on Yom Tov as well, and the chiyuv simcha on Yom Tov is to have basar. So basar bismash beis mishkaim, but the Emek Baruch points out this with the Beis Yosef says in the first in Simcha Tov Kuf Chav Tes in Simchas Yom Tov that bisman hazeh the chiyuv should really be yayin alone. That's what the Gemara sounds like on Daf Kuf Tes. In Meseches Psachim, that Bizman Hazeh, the men drink wine, the women wear pretty clothes, and the children get their nuts and candies or whatever. But wine alone is Simcha. But if you look what it says in the Megillah, it says, Mishtev is Simcha. So Harei, the Chi of Simcha must mean something other than drinking. So in Simcha, you already include eating meat and drinking wine again. If you look in, and you look in the Emek Bracha also by Simcha's Yom Tov, on Yom Tov, we eat meat and we drink wine. Everything is akin because there the goal is it's Sharmini Simcha just to get you happy. And that happiness is to be lefnei Hashem, we're going to get to momentarily. Again, I'm really just going to go mamish, not more than 2 minutes over, but I think this is kedai. So that's the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov on Yom Tov, is to be merry and do whatever it takes to get merry. But here, in addition to Simcha, it says Mishteh. So Mishteh isn't just drinking wine like you drink wine on Yom Tov in order to get happy. So what is the drinking wine? It must be an added simcha ad lo yada bein arham on the Baruch Mordechai. There's just to drink for the sake of drinking. He quotes from the Brisk Rav like that also, that the simcha of Simchas Yom Tov is lefnei Hashem. It says, smach lefnei Hashem lokecha, but, and we learn, the Medrash learns also in Shir HaShirim, it says, Zayom HaSa Hashem Nagilim Nizmecha Bo, the Gemara's Mesupik, is Bo the day, or is Bo Hashem? There's another pasuk, Nagilim Nizmecha Bach, that on Yom Tov we are happy in Hashem. And that's the Simcha, and the Rambam writes, famously in Hilchos Yom Tov, that when we have Simcha on Yom Tov, it's not just to be holus and shikrus and drinking and getting drunk and frivolity, the point is to get closer to Yimono Shalom, Lefnei Hashem, that's the Avodah Zayom. Good, so that's what Simcha means. So what does Mishteh mean? So that's, there's a new din of Adol Yada Bein Aharon L'Baruch Mordechai. There's a din that goes above and beyond the din of Simcha and Purim. Can you have to know why is there a goal of Adol Yada? But it's mefirsh in the Psukim that Mishteh v'Simcha. Beyond the Simcha, there's the Mishteh. One other pshat in the shir of Adol Yada Bein Aharon L'Baruch Mordechai, the Emek Bracha famously quotes from Rav Yisrael Salanter. He says, Hagon Marn Rav Yisrael Salanter. He was known as a great Gaon. That he said that really the chiyuv to drink is... There's a chiyuv to drink, but it doesn't stop. You have to drink continuously all day. Just drink, 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 drink. So where does the shir come from? The shir is Adol Yada Bein Aharon. If you're so drunk, if you're a shota, you're patur min mitzvos. So you have to reach a stage that you're a shota, you're patur min mitzvos. That's the famous shita of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. So he says you could be medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam says by eating wine, it says sheyochal basar is part of your suda, but by drinking, he says, he doesn't say v'yishteyayin, he says v'shoseyayin. So you could, if you want to be a medayik, you could argue if this is the permutory, you have to continuously be drinking, like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said. And if that's the case, so just the nafkamina, the shir of Adol Yada wouldn't be part of the chiyuv, the definition of mishteh, but it would just be the point at which you're honest and which you're patur. So that's two lumduses in the shir of Adol Yada. Everyone should have a free lesson for him.
So we can still do the mitzvah.
Oh, shkaya. Okay.